A very good morning and happy Easter to all of you, and a welcome to our guests who are joining us, your family members and friends, and to all of our parishioners as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You may have noticed when you came into church this morning that our Easter candle was still lit. We left it burning all night in this dark church. It was very beautiful. It was a symbol of the light that Christ brings into the world at Easter. We even waited last night until it became dark out to begin what is called the Lucerium, that is the service of light. And we bring that light into a darkened church to represent how Jesus brings his light into a darkened world. It is symbolically the light of the resurrection coming into the darkness of Good Friday. It is the light of life piercing the darkness of death, and the light of grace in bringing light into the life of sin. Now, in our time, this idea of a lamp or a light or a candle lighting up the dark is a little bit lost on us. We are so used to light bulbs or gas being able to be available for light even. Remember, in the time of Jesus, they didn't have this. In fact, if you want to know a good Catholic joke, how many Catholics does it take to change a light bulb? None. They use candles. You may remember that Jesus often would use this symbol of light, and especially light produced by an oil lamp, because that's what was natural at his time. He would use it in various stories, in different parables. For instance, the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 had enough oil to last them through the darkness of the night to be able to greet the king the next morning. 5 did not. He said that, do you light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket? Number one, that's a fire hazard, so don't do it. But number two, why would you cover up a light? No, he says it should be set on a lampstand for all to see. He talks about the watchman waiting for the light of dawn. The watchman is the guy who stood on the tower of the city looking for enemies throughout the night. And if you've ever stood in a totally dark place, maybe in western Kansas, been out where there's absolutely no artificial light, that's what this guy was experiencing, looking out among the shadows to see if he could see an enemy coming. And so when that first light of dawn comes, he's relieved. Relieved that he's made it through the night without somebody attacking. These are the images that Jesus wants us to draw to mind this Easter. Light was a powerful image and perhaps does not have the same impact today. But we can still imagine in our minds the power of that light piercing the darkness. And today our Easter candle stands tall as a reminder of the power of that light. Now you might think that Catholics just have a thing for candles, and we do. But it's a reminder, most importantly, of the light of Christ coming into the darkness of this world. But it must not stop there. It must be a reminder to each of us of the light of Christ coming into our darkness. As a child, I remember being scared of the dark. We didn't have night lights, and so I would be laying in bed and ask Mom and Dad as they tucked me in, I would ask them to turn on the light of the closet and leave the door just cracked open enough that you could see what was in the room. Why? Because when you don't, you begin to imagine things, don't you? You see shadows and rough shapes, and your mind runs away with you. Now, you'll all be very glad to know that I've gotten over my fear of the dark. I no longer sleep with the light on in the room. But I remember how difficult it was as a child. Your mind inventing the most horrible things. You see, when we live in the darkness, we get used to it. We start to see shapes, things that scare us, things that are evil. And even though if they might not be true, we often presume the worst. We live a life in the shadows, and we don't see clearly. And the sense of evil that we had as children is probably very accurate. Not that there were boogeymen hiding under our bed or bad people in the closet, but that the darkness often hides that which God wants to expose and bring light to. I remember in middle school, before I was in high school and Dad made me use an alarm, Mom and Dad would come in and wake us up for school each morning. And they did it in very different ways. Mom would very cautiously open the door so it didn't squeak too loud. And then she would come into your room and she would kneel down by your bed to get right at your level. And she would rub your arm slowly. And she would say, "Honey, time to get up." And slowly you would come out of sleep. And she'd see your eyes open and she'd say, "Good morning." Dad didn't do things that way, did he? Dad busts the door open, flips on the light, and he says, "Matt, get up." And you have this terror inside of you as your eyes open to the light right above you, and it says, "No, please stop." And sometimes you'd even spring out of bed, and as soon as Dad got around the corner to the next child's room, you'd go and shut the door and turn off the lights again. But he'd just come back 5 minutes later and do it again. You see, when that light first comes on, when we're living in the darkness, it can really hurt. There are some of you here today who have been away from your faith and been away from God for a very long time. You become comfortable living in the shadows. You become what we call a CEO, a Christmas, Easter only. You may have sins that are addictions, obsessions, or hurts from our past. And we all come bearing those today. We all come before God as sinners. But the one thing that we are reminded by this light today is that when that light comes on, the Christian doesn't say, "No, turn it off." They don't run and try to shut the light off and then crawl back under the covers. The Christian bravely and courageously says, "Okay, bring it on. I know I need this. I need the light so that I can see clearly." And as you know, as a little kid, when that light first comes on, it hurts. It really does hurt your optic nerve. But after a few minutes, what happens? You get used to it. And what do you see? You look around the room and you see all the things that were there through the night, that existed in the shadows, and you see them for what they are. You see the truth of them, not some fake version that you made up in your head or that the devil wants you to see. Let the light come in. These past 40 days of Lent, the whole point of us giving things up for Lent is so that we no longer take consolation in cookies or chocolate or coffee or whatever we gave up. And what are we left with? We're left with the raw us. Just us. In all our brokenness, all our darkness. And this Easter, what we bring before the Lord is just us, our brokenness, our shadows. And we ask the Lord to penetrate it with his light. As we begin this Easter season, dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, especially if you've been hiding under the covers, if you've been resisting the light, to let the light in. In fact, God not only wants you to let the light in, he wants you to bask in his glory. As one professor once put it to us in school, to get a suntan, S-O-N, to live in the light of Christ. To imagine that sunshine on a beautiful morning rising, filling you and warming you, driving out the cold and the darkness from the night before. Imagine letting that light warm you, move through your whole being and to every part of you. And not just the good parts of you, but the bad parts and the ugly parts as well. The sad parts and the hurt parts. But remember that Jesus says not only should we not cover up the light, but he says we should put it on a lampstand for all to see. You see, you will experience that light of Christ inside of you the most when you allow others to see it. And so as you go forth from this Eucharist today, remember that God has called you to be a light to the world, to bring light into other people's lives. And sometimes that means exposing the truth, not allowing a brother or sister to continue to exist in the darkness, but also bringing them the joy of this resurrection which we celebrate today. Brothers and sisters, the best way to make sure that you're living in the light of Christ is to be the light of Christ.